AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Russian President Vladimir Putin accused Ukraine's European allies of sabotaging U.S.-led efforts to end the war that have gained momentum in recent weeks. Putin says they are on the side of the war. Even when they try to supposedly introduce some changes to President Trump's proposal, we see clearly what they are doing. All these changes are aimed, he said, at only one thing, to completely block the entire peace process by putting forward demands that are absolutely unacceptable for Russia. Meantime, U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff is meeting with Putin.
The visit comes as Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is visiting Ireland as part of his European tour to sustain support against Russia's invasion. Local TV stations aired footage of the Ukrainian president at a welcoming ceremony outside government buildings in Ireland, where he met with the Irish Prime Minister. Meanwhile, President Trump has deployed Secretary of State Rubio to engage with Ukrainian officials. Despite the ongoing talks, details of exactly what is being discussed remain scarce, and finding common ground on both sides for a peace deal is proving challenging. European leaders are also concerned about Russia's ambitions, and they seek to influence the process and secure guarantees for Ukraine. I'm Karen Shemas.
President Trump is calling his cabinet to meet today as the administration insists it was lawful for the U.S. military to launch a secondary airstrike on an alleged drug boat in the Caribbean in September. Experts in the military code say this was clearly illegal, but the White House says Navy Vice Admiral Frank Mitch Bradley ordered the second strike and was within his authority and the law. A faith-based pregnancy center is coming before the Supreme Court today to challenge an investigation into whether it misled people to discourage abortions. A new report says the world economy has proven surprisingly durable in the face of President Trump's trade wars. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Soutell, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are rising on Wall Street as both bond yields and Bitcoin stabilize. The S&P 500 rose 0.3% in the first hour of trading Tuesday. The index is coming off its first loss in 6 days. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 93 points. That's about 0.3%. The Nasdaq Composite climbed 0.7%. MongoDB soared 25%. The database company delivered stronger results for the latest quarter than expected. Treasury yields held relatively steady in the bond market. They had moved sharply higher a day earlier. Bitcoin rose back above $88,000 after sinking below $85,000 on Monday. It's still far below the high of $125,000 it reached in October. Seth Soutell, New York.
The Prada Group closed the purchase of Milan fashion rival Versace in a $1.3 billion cash deal. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Switching between different tools to finish a project can feel stressful and disjointed, especially while juggling tight deadlines in a fast-paced work environment. Now, there's a better way. Grammarly built a writing service that's a game changer for professionals. It helps move your ideas forward and sharpen your words for better results, all in one place. With Grammarly's AI agents, you get writing support at every step to bring polish and impact to your emails, reports, and proposals without the tab overload. Email sounds robotic? Phrasing feels off? Writing for a high-stakes client? Grammarly's got you covered. You can even ask Grammarly's AI chat to help brainstorm brilliant proposals, summarize meeting notes in seconds, or even shape a winning sales strategy, all right from your doc. 93% of professionals say that Grammarly helps them get more done. Now, it's your turn. Sign up for free and get stronger results. Faster work, smarter sentences, clearer finishes. Visit Grammarly.com to get started. That's Grammarly.com.